Happy Friday. Welcome to this week's episode of Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro, where for 15 minutes each Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern Time, happy hour, we learn from industry experts how to flex our financial muscles on Facebook. I am Hope Katz Gibbs, producer of Rita's show and the founder of the media channels that help promote the great work women are doing, Incandescent Radio and Incandescent TV. Today's topic is near and dear to my heart because if you are near retirement age or love someone who is, you are absolutely going to adore today's guest. Dorothy Hincliffe is the CEO of the wonderful news portal, Rethinking65.com. Today's topic, the financial advisor revolution. Today's topic, the financial advisor revolution. Take it away, Rita.
Well, thank you so much, Hope, and welcome, Dorothy. We are so excited to have you.
Thank you. I'm so happy to be here, Rita. It's really a pleasure.
Before we start, I would be remiss if I did not acknowledge happy birthday, happy anniversary to Rethinking 65.
Thank you.
And a happy Women's History Month. So this month we have featured all women entrepreneurs because it's so important to celebrate you and the amazing contributions. So the financial advisor revolution. So Dorothy, you have observed the business for more than 25 years as a high-ranking executive with Financial Advisor Magazine and now the founder of Rethinking 65. What do you see happening in the financial advice industry and financial advisor profession? And why do you refer to it as a revolution?
Rita, that's a great question. And I call it a revolution because, and I really don't have to tell you this because you're at the forefront of all this yourself, but the changes in the financial advisory business did start slowly. You know, revolutions often do. But now they've accumulated and it's become so widespread that they're getting a lot of notice. And like other revolutions, not everyone is on board, but you really can't escape it. Everywhere, all over trade publications, at asset managers, at financial services companies, and even among advisors themselves, people are talking. They're talking about advisors' value proposition and what that should be has drastically changed from just managing investments alone. Clients want help with achieving outcomes with their money. And what are those outcomes clients want to begin with? It's not enough to focus just on trying to outperform the markets and growing assets for your clients and your firm. Now, forward-thinking advisors realize there's just too much competition, consolidation, and commoditization to focus solely on investment management. So two great examples of advisory services that were really quite rare 20 years ago are college planning and divorce planning. Lots of advisors today specialize in helping people not only save a bucket of money for their kids to go to college, but they help parents with older children figure out where the kids want to go to school, how much it will cost, what loans and scholarships are available, and how those expenses will affect family finances and so on. And paying for college today is a huge investment. And the process of choosing places to apply has become exponentially more complicated. Some advisors have figured out the college planning is something that people are willing to pay for because it can save them a lot of money and help them make better choices. So that's one added service that a lot of advisors have specialized in. Another good example is divorce planning, right? And I think you do some of this, Rita. I'm sure by now every advisor on the planet has heard of gray divorce. When I've attended advisor conferences, those sessions have been packed with advisors. I mean, hopefully we'll get back to some live events now that COVID seems to be waning. But nevertheless, divorce planning is a service that's really needed, especially by people who have a lot of assets at stake. For many people, divorce is one of the worst things to go through. And there are so many emotions and financial decisions that need to be made. Many advisors today specialize in helping people navigate this incredible upheaval. And the advisor's work often leads them then to managing the assets of their clients later on. So divorce planning is just another of many examples of added services that advisors are adding today. And that's really what I mean by a revolution. It's gone way beyond money management, way beyond investment management. And frankly, it really needs to.
Now, thank you for that. And I know a lot of people say divorce planning, no one plans to get divorced. I understand that. But how do you plan your finances or your financial life with divorce? So, and the three C's. Now, what were they again? I know you said consolidation, competition, commoditization, right?
Yes, you got it.
All very, very important. So your publication, I mean, Rethinking 65, focuses on advisors who serve clients 50 and over. What do you see changing among advisors serving this demographic?
Well, for most advisors, no matter how old they are, the 50 plus demographic is the most lucrative and often the one that's seeking advice. The big changes are happening because, quote, retirement, quote unquote, is changing. Regardless of COVID, a lot of people are healthier in their 60s and 70s than previous generations, and they're living longer. So the idea that people who have plenty of capabilities, some capabilities that are even more developed than when they were younger, the idea that they'd be sitting around taking it easy for the rest of their time here is frankly a little ridiculous. Now, COVID, as we know, brought about the Great Resignation, and retirements have been on the rise. In fact, more than 2.5 million more retired during this period than is typical. But interestingly, the Center for Retirement Research has found that Social Security applications have been flat. You might not expect that, and exactly why that's happening, no one's really sure. But we do know that many people left the workforce and they are looking for something more rewarding and purposeful. So I do think a lot of baby boomers will be returning to the workforce, starting businesses, volunteering, and doing other things that are exciting and productive. And then you have the Gen Xers too. I mean, a lot of them are in their 50s and they're also, with the Great Resignation, have thought about what else they can do with their lives. Even younger people have been doing this. So getting back to the demographic of 50 and older, they really need to know what they can financially afford to do, as well as what they really want to do in the second half of their lives. And that's where Rethinking 65 and advisors come in. Rethinking 65 is committed to helping advisors who are trying to change the conversation on the second half of life. We've gotten a great reception so far, so I know there are a lot of advisors who believe in these changes as well as what we're doing.
Thank you for that. And I think it is amazing because it really is a community, and it's not just the knowledge, but the resources and the connections they're all making with the subject matter experts. I know you mentioned this before, and you have a lot of experience and you've been able to learn about the day in the life of an advisor, wealth manager from the outside in. What do you think still needs to change, or what myths still persist when it comes to serving clients 50 and over?
Well, that's a good question too, Rita. And the main thing that needs to change is that advisors have to not only expand their services, but also expand their reach with these clients. And why do I say that? Well, it is really competitive. And you need to increase this kind of outreach so you keep clients over many years and continue that with their children. When you talk about some of the myths that people have, I'll mention one to you. And this comes from Pew Research. And a lot of people think older people don't use technology or don't know it very well, or, you know, are kind of inept with it. But here's just one small fact. According to Pew, 92% of people 65, I'm not even talking about 50, people 65 and older now have a cell phone, and 61% have a smartphone. And I suspect that the percentage of people under 80, because remember, 65 and older includes everybody all the way up to 100. I think people under 80 with a smartphone, that percentage would be far higher. So advisors need to be reaching out to these clients who are 50 and over more often with things like relevant newsletters, with text check-ins, with phone calls, cards, whatever, because people continue to need advice and they want to know that you are there for them. I don't see enough advisors doing that. They don't do it often enough. Once a year, twice a year, that's not enough to connect. Some of this can be done, can be automated, of course, although it does need to feel genuine. So advisors shouldn't look at helping retirees just transition into retirement. They need to keep the outreach going because they're losing business opportunities by not assessing people's needs periodically over their lifetimes. This is really important, and it should also include meetings with clients' adult children. I know that you've done that kind of thing yourself, Rita, and that people have talked about this a lot, but a lot of advisors really aren't doing this the way they should be. Advisors need to find the time and put the effort into this so they have a better chance of keeping relationships and managing assets as part of that engagement over the long run. So this whole idea of connecting more with people in this demographic is really important to business and developing an advisory firm. So that's what I would say would be the main thing. I mean, there's many other things that I think advisors can do based on what their own interests are. You know, people can target different groups, you know, people 50 and over, that's a huge demographic of people out there. And there's always more people entering it because everybody's continues to get older. And some of the needs that people have are going to have some similarity, but there's going to be so many other things that, you know, you can do with people based on the kind of people you want to serve, the kind of, you know, professional people, the kind of people who, you know, connect well with you, whatever you can do, because this whole idea of living in retirement, having enough money for retirement, is just going to continue to become more and more important as people, as longevity increases, as more the population continues to age, and advisors can really be a critical key driver of improving people's lives.
No, I love that. I mean, longevity, we talk about inflation risk, which is really longevity risk, but who would ever thought that living a long, beautiful life is a risk, right?
Well, financially, it can be, as you know. I mean, you wouldn't think of it that way, but you need money. And if you're not going to be employed for your entire life, as you well know, Rita, you need to have planned somewhat so that you can live the best you possibly can and do the things that you want to be doing, as well as kind of acknowledging as you do get older, you may need money for help too, so that you can make the most of what you're able to do for as long as possible.
Well, absolutely. So as we wind down, Dorothy, do you have any parting words? And then how can people learn more about you and Rethinking 65?
Well, my parting words are really to thank you for having me here today. It's been a real pleasure. And anyone can learn more about Rethinking 65 by going to our website, rethinking65.com. There's a lot of great articles there. We're always looking for advisor and expert contributors on this topic. We're very experienced journalists, so we can help you with the writing and improving it with ideas. I think it's a great place to increase your visibility among your peers, as well as, you know, your visibility even among consumers, because anyone can come to our website, and when they do searches, they'll find your articles on these very important topics. And the last thing I'll say is, please let us know that you want to get our newsletter. We would really love to be able to send that to you.
Well, absolutely. Thank you so much, Dorothy, for being here. We are so glad that you're able to launch Rethinking65.com during the pandemic. Things are easing up. And now back to you, Hope.
Thank you so much, Dorothy. This is so great what you're doing. I mean, 65 is not the end, right? Not what it used to be. It's
no,
the beginning,
right? Not at all.
Keep going with, right? So thank you for your time. Rethinking 65 is a wonderful website. So I look forward to seeing more, and I wish you only the best. And
thank
so, Rita, tell us who's going to be on your show next Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern.
So next week, well, we want you to tune in, because next Friday is April 1st, right? So it is going to be Financial Literacy Month. So we have speakers and guests who are going to talk about financial literacy to kick off April.
Excellent. Excellent. So we look forward to that. And Rita will also be the cover story on incandescentwomen.com, which we will be talking about all of these amazing topics for the whole month. So thank you, ladies. Have a wonderful weekend. Thank you to our viewers and guests. We look forward to talking to you next Friday, 5 p.m. For Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro. I'm Hope Katz-Gibbs, producer of the show. I look forward to hearing from you and talking to you soon. Take care. Thank you so much for being part of our Incandescent Radio and TV family. This is Hope Katz-Gibbs, founder of Incandescent Incorporated, the PR and publishing company for women entrepreneurs. Our Incandescent Radio and TV shows are brought to you by our advertisers and clients. Margaritas with Margarita Chang, CFP Pro, brings us 15 minutes of tips every Friday at 5 p.m. Eastern on Facebook Live, where you'll meet experts who are helping us flex our financial muscles. Find all of the episodes at margaritachang.com. You'll also meet intuitive psychotherapist Kara Keem, who interviews therapists and other intuitive guides from around the world. Learn more at karakeem.com. And you're going to love social justice expert Karen Hanrahan, CEO of the San Francisco-based Glide Memorial Foundation. She bridges the gap from local impact to global change on her thought leadership show on Incandescent Radio. Learn more about Karen at karenhanrahan.com. You're also going to love Alina Liao, founder of the radical wellness journaling company zenitjournals.com. Alina asks, have you tried to journal but found it hard to keep up? Zenit makes it easier to journal for your wellness. With Zenit, you can customize your journal with prompts that speak to you. No more blank pages. Your Zenit is your personalized space to take care of yourself. Website, zenitjournals.com. Feel it, write it, Zenit. You'll also meet amazing Tracy Schott, founder of voicesforchange.com. Tracy is determined to change the world and end domestic violence. Learn more at voicesforchange.net. And we are so thrilled to be publishing a book for Angela Mitchell, who is the tech expert of case management. And she's also the founder of this fabulous organization, Kids Code 2. She is determined to teach kids to code computers. Talk about teaching a kid to fish. We invite you to discover and peruse all the Incandescent Incorporated websites, the magazine For Women, By Women, About Women, incandescentwomen.com. Our health and wellness magazine is beincandescent.com, the business of mind, body, spirit, soul, and heart. Our YouTube channel is incandescent.tv. And you can learn about our PR and book publishing services at incandescent.us. If you'd like to have your own radio and video show, check us out at incandescentradio.com, where you can see what we can do for you. These podcasts are also featured on iTunes, Spotify, and iHeartRadio. Our podcasts are produced by Brandy Wilsker. Our videos are produced by Nelson Benavides. Our website developer is Max Kukoy, and our incandescent illustrator and designer is Michael Glenwood Gibbs. If you'd like to learn more, please send me an email, hope@hopegibbs.com. Here is to your incredible indelible incandescent success. Much love and many thanks.